The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coming up tomorrow, right here in our own backyard at the Moda Center, is the 2025 Nike Hoop Summit. It'll also be televised on the USA Network and streamed on Peacock. And calling the action for the men's game is play-by-play voice for NBC Sports, Noah Eagle, joining us again. What's going on, man?
What's happening? Everything is good over here in PDX. Good to be here, guys.
All right. So you've been to Eugene. You've called games in Eugene. How many times have you been to Portland before?
Several, actually. When I was working with the Clippers, we would go twice a year. Mm. And so, I mean, start doing the math twice a year, 4 years. So it was a frequent stop, and I always enjoyed Moda Center. It was a great energy in there, and certainly when the team was playing well, the fans responded. So you could tell the basketball in this town is very much a passion, and I always appreciate that of any city I go to.
All right, so do you, as a play-by-play guy, and you're bopping around the country, do you figure out your go-tos in each city?
I think that's ever changing in some respects. There's some places that you find one or two and you're like, I got to go here every time. But yeah, you always want to explore. So I don't really know if I have one here to answer the follow-up question of all of it. But if you have recommendations, I'm always open.
Well, it's about what you like, because we got good food here. That's one thing we do have, is we have good restaurants here. So it's like what you're in the mood for. And we can help you out with that. If you have a hankering for something, we can give you some recs. But the Ringside is a great steakhouse, which is actually closed temporarily because they had a fire in their kitchen the other day. But good steakhouse is El Gaucho is downtown, in a really good one. It's probably around the area that you're staying in. So, you know, we can help you out no matter what. But, yeah, if you need any recs, just hit us up. We'll let you know. We got the Hoop Summit coming up, though. This is a great event. We call it a gem in our city because the best talent in the world ascends on Portland, and we've get Team USA versus the world. What have you, as you started diving into this matchup of the Hoop Summit, what kind of sticks out to you as this event is really special, and now we got some legacy names with an Anthony and Boozers coming through?
Yeah, not to mention Ariza as well. So you've got certainly a number that are going to be familiar names on the back of the jersey. I think for me, what excites me about this is it's going to be a who's who, not just on the court, but off the court. And so obviously those guys that you mentioned, Carmelo Anthony, Carlos Boozer, and Trevor Ariza, are all going to be here supporting their children. But I just have heard from so many people around the basketball world and certainly the NBA world that are going to be in attendance. And I love that. I go to NBA Summer League just about every year. Mm-hmm. And the best part about NBA Summer League is that it's a one-stop shop to see everybody that you grew up idolizing or anybody that you can think of in the world of basketball or media or any of it. And this feels similar just from what I've gathered. And I love that aspect of it. So it's cool that we get to see these top-tier talents on the court together. You don't know if you're ever going to get that again where they all go off to college or the pros, and who knows if they ever get to suit up together again. But for this one night, at least, we get to see them all on the court together, and I always find that to be special.
Noah, as the world team kind of comes over to the U.S., who are some of the players that fans should be on the lookout for that they haven't gotten a chance to see as, you know, they go through their version of the high school ranks in whatever country that they're coming from?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely interesting because there are certain guys that will find their way into college. And so one of those guys was a later add, but David Mirkovich mm-hmm. is going to be at Illinois next year. And Illinois has done a really good job of going out and recruiting Europe. So we saw it this year with Kasparis Jakučionis, who's in all likelihood going to be a top 10 pick in the NBA draft. They brought in Tomislav Ivicic. Now his brother Zvonimir has transferred from Arkansas to Illinois, and they're going to bring in Mirkovic as a freshman this year. They just have such a great track record now with these Europeans that I'd expect him to be a legitimate player moving forward. On top of that, the other one that's intriguing to me is Dame Sarr, who comes from Italy, and he had been playing with FC Barcelona, and there was a bit of controversy because he badly wanted to play in this Nike Hoop Summit, badly. And so he decided, I'm going to go. But FC Barcelona didn't necessarily give him the permission to go. So he left without their word, and now they had to put out a public statement. And the reason they're being so protective is I don't think they want him to be seen at this level. I think that they believe he's a diamond in the rough. He's an up-and-coming stud from Italy, and they're trying to protect their own product and protect their own asset. And so I'm curious what he looks like now on the court with all of these others that we've mentioned. But Team World's going to have both Kyan Anthony and Taj Ariza, two guys who have obviously made their mark here in America and have done it at the high school level at the highest level. So excited to see the blend of the guys coming over along with the ones that have already made some real noise here in the States.
Noah Eagle is our guest. He'll be on the call for Team USA versus the world in the Nike Hoop Summit coming up tomorrow in Moda Center. Coverage starts with the women's game at 4 o'clock on the USA Network in Peacock, and then the men's game will tip off at 7 o'clock local time as Team USA and the world go head-to-head. Look, next year, you get NBA on NBC, and you will be part of the coverage of the NBA on NBC's. Is basketball your favorite sport to be calling? Because you've done football, both college, NFL, you've done the Olympics, you've done tennis. You've kind of run the gambit of calling sports. What is your favorite sport to call on TV?
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's like asking to choose your favorite child. At the end of the day, it's not a simple just, oh, yeah, Jimmy is number one. Although I'd like to think my sister might have bested me in our own family rankings. But if you're forcing my hand and you're saying it's this or you don't exist, yeah, basketball, it was always a passion of mine. And the NBA in particular was a huge passion of mine growing up. I was going to Nets games when they were 12 and 70. I might have attended 14 of those games because I was a sicko and I wanted to see Ejan Liang and Jarvis Hayes and Courtney Lee go to battle and see what happened. And they would lose by 25 and I was enjoying every second of it. So yeah, there was something about the NBA that enchanted me, probably the fact that I could never be that big or strong or athletic. And I just was always in awe of what these guys were doing. And then getting more and more involved with it over the last several years, it's only grown that passion even further. So I love it. I mean, the Olympic experience was incredible, and I'm excited to now add the Hoop Summit to this list because it's just another experience in a sport that I thoroughly enjoy, no matter where it is.
We talked to you before, what was it, Oregon, Ohio State, I believe, is before you came here for Autzen Stadium, and you said you were excited to hear how loud Autzen got. What was your feeling of Autzen Stadium in the University of Oregon when you came here?
That place is insane. Legitimately insane. It somehow exceeded the expectation because the expectation was set so high because Todd Blackledge told me how great it was. And if he's saying it, then it must be true considering he's been literally everywhere that college football could take you. And I really do think it went above what he even describes. The fact that 60,000 people could make that much noise, it just didn't compute in my head. You know, we go to Penn State and we go to Michigan and we go to Ohio State, and those places have 110,000 fans. I've been to an Auburn football game. They have 100,000 fans. It just hits different. I don't know what it is about the configuration. We talked about it, but how smart that fan base is. They know exactly when to get loud. They know exactly how to make their presence felt. But it was great. We were there for two of the games this year, and both of them, the Ohio State game and then, of course, the rivalry at the end against Washington, they showed it out big time. And so I'm looking forward to going back next year.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, I know that Dusty told you that he would help you out with some food places, but since we're basically the same age, if you need some better food spots, and by better, I mean more age-appropriate food spots, you can feel free to just hit me up. Dusty will give you my number. Dusty's going to send you to the fancy schmancy spots. Man. You want the young spots. You want to be hanging out with the youngs like us.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. I think that was really, really well said, despite the fact that I've been told I have the mind of a 62-year-old. So we'll just find a way to balance that out.
We'll get you into some trouble and some safe spots. Yeah. It'll be good.
Yeah. Nice. Yes, I like that.
All right, I've got a question for you. This is like the inside the business and inside the family here. My dad, I grew up, he was a football coach. So my dad and I often talk football X's and O's, and we do a lot of that. Your dad is an accomplished broadcaster in his own right. Do you guys workshop at all? Like, is the family dinner table workshopping some of the stuff, or the text thread of the family workshopping what you'll say? Because your dad dropping a championship when the Florida Gators win the championship, it was elite. It was elite. Is that part of the Eagle family text thread?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's been over the years where you just kind of spitball one topic after the other and you say, rack attack. Oh, that's good. I think you should go with that one. And then I think he wanted to go with the championship. He enjoyed maybe extending it further. You know, I think he wanted to go chomp championship. I said, no, it's cleaner if you just go one, just singular. So he cut it out. And I think my mom and sister eventually are like, what did we get ourselves into? Mom, what did I marry into? What did I conceive in all of this? But no, it's, you know, I think the cool thing about both of us being in it is there are moments where maybe a highlight that neither of us is doing comes on and one of us thinks of something and the other one just says, oh, that would have been good if that could have been said in that moment. But a lot of it is just instinctual. And if you say it, great. If not, you probably regret it, like George Costanza with the jerk store comment. It's all of that stuff. So it's all natural in the moment, but it's definitely nice to have him as a sounding board every now and then.
Is there anyone that you have had holstered maybe that you thought of and you never got to use?
Yeah, there are certainly some over the years. I would have to really think about it. I think I have to have a short memory. You know, a lot of times what happens is two things. I think a lot of people think, well, you must have come up with all of that stuff ahead of time. A lot of the times, no. A lot of the times it just is something either you think of in the moment, or what mostly happens is maybe it'll be a first quarter of a basketball game and I'll say something that'll spark a different thought. And then I'll say to myself, okay, well, I need to save that one for if there's a crazy run or if something wild happens, I need to use it then. And that's what ends up happening, where you're saving and saving and saving, and then the game becomes a 20-point blowout, and you're like, well, I can't use it now. So that's more common, and I don't know if I can think of concrete examples, but I certainly have had moments where I've gone home, and I'm like, man, that would have been fun.
Do you ever look over at your dad and be like, hey, I'm making you cool again. Like, I'm helping you with some of this stuff. I'm making you sound young. Because you can hear it on the broadcast where, I mean, shoot, just look at the text message he sent over to J.J. Watt. There's no way he knew about the Sarasota water and the banana peel and the morning routine. That's you telling your dad that.
Ah, listen, you'd be shocked by his morning routine. Steroid. Well, he might actually be on steroids. It's Aston Hall on a secondary beaver tranquilizer. But I give him credit. You know what? He stays up to date. He's got burner accounts everywhere. No one will ever find them. That's the biggest key. Like, everyone always comes up to me and they say, when do you get your dad on Twitter? You can get your dad on Instagram and TikTok. I go, he's got all of it. You just don't know it. And you never will. He's made several chats. He's had several chats where he's gone back to schools, colleges, high schools, and people have gone up and said, what if I find your account? Will you follow back? And he says, go ahead and try. And nobody has done it yet. It's truly a remarkable feat. So I just give him credit for somehow staying that level of incognito.
That is, Iron Eagle being the Easter egg or being the egg emoji on Twitter, that is going to live in my brain rent free forever. Yeah. And a morning routine.
No, the big key is that he doesn't post anything. He's never posted one thing. It's literally just so he can lurk. It's stalking ability.
Yeah. They're sitting there going, this must be a bot. This has got to be a bot. But no, it's the morning routine of Iron Eagle. That's great, man. Hey, we know you're busy. You got a lot of stuff to do here, but we really appreciate the time. You'll be on the call of the Nike Hoop Summit tomorrow, 7 o'clock, USA Network and Peacock. Team USA versus the world at the Nike Hoop Summit. Noah, thank you so much for the time, man. Appreciate it, and we'll catch you in Eugene at a Duck game, hopefully, this fall.
I look forward to it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, there he Noah. Is. Noah Eagle, play-by-play voice for NBC Sports, USA Network, Peacock. That's where you can find the Nike Hoop Summit.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.